All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. First of all, a thank you to our sponsor this morning. Both the Shir and the Breakfast are sponsored by Leon and Julia Shaman in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Leon's father, Moshe Ben Simcha. We hope that the merit of our Talmud Torah is Nesham will have an Aliyah and the family in Nechama. Leon Yashikayach, thank you for the daf and for the breakfast. Jabosai, our Shiurim this month are dedicated by Ayal and Sarah Steinberg, in honor of the Yahrzeit of Ayal's mother, Ilya Daphna Bas Yosef. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Shem will have an Aliyah and the family in Nechama. So we'll say, let's begin. We have a beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. Daf Tess. I want to thank Yehuda for giving the shiur yesterday. And we are going to pick up, I will say, 8 lines down from the top. 9 lines down from the top. You know what the truth is? We'll pick up 6 lines down from the top. Rabbi Yossi Rabin, even though you learned this yesterday, but we'll just pick up from this point. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, Omer, Dochen Kachim, Kalim, Eitzel Kachay Kalim, Ben Dochen Kachim, Kalim, Eitzel Kachay Kachim. So also remember again, the sugi that we're dealing with over here is a Karban Pesach that is, let's say, for example, experiencing some type of change. Either a Shinui Bailim, or a Shinui Kodesh, or is offered up Michutz Lazman, outside of the prescribed time. So the Gemara explains that Halacha Lamaisa, the Pesach, is essentially treated as a shlamim. So we were trying to figure out what exactly the logic of that change was. Rabbi Yossi espouses his idea that since Pesach is Kodshim Kalim, then ultimately again it could become repurposed as another Kodshim Kalim, which would be shlamim, but Kodshim Kalim ultimately again cannot be repurposed as Kodshe Kadoshim. Fine. So says the Gemara. We'll say that was yesterday. Now we pick up. Maskev Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi raises a kasha. So Rabbi Svarav. That's his name, Rabbi Svarav. Ema shachte l'shem meiser, the havi meiser. So maybe we should say that if you end up shechting a Karban Pesach l'shem meiser, the Rebbe says l'shem meiser means l'shem meiser behima. Remember again, the halacha is 10th animal from your flock is given over to the Kohen. So perhaps you would say that if you shecht the Karban Pesach l'shem meiser, ultimately again it should be take on the status of meiser behima. Look at Rashi for just a moment. It's the third line now from the top in Rashi. The havi meiser da kachim kalamim. Because remember again, Meiser Behema is a form of Kachim Kalim, and so maybe Halacha LaMeiser, that repurposing should work. So says the Gemara, L'mai Hilchasa. So what does that mean? Meaning, what's the practical ramification of repurposing it for the sake of Meiser? The Gemara says, D'lo Liboy Nesachim. Number one, because Meiser Behema does not have any accompanying wine libations. So maybe Halacha LaMeiser again, therefore we're not requiring Nesachim. Ule milka ale beloi mocher, and ultimately, and beloi ego. So the Gemara says, and furthermore again, that if one violates certain pieces, one will go ahead and receive Malkus, either if you try to sell it, or if you try to redeem it. To which the Gemara says, that doesn't work, Amr Kra, ha'asiri yihye kodesh, ze meiser, ve'in acher meiser. To which the Gemara answers, the Pasuk Dafka says, by meiser behema, ha'asiri yihye kodesh, it is the 10th animal which will be kodesh, which will be considered like meiser behema. It is only that 10th animal which could be kodesh, but nothing else can be considered kodesh. Therefore, Rabbi said, there is no such concept of repurposing an animal and having it take on a designation of meiser behema. I am a shachte l'shem b'char l'havike b'char. So say, understand what we're trying to figure out over here. What we're working on is the premise that if you go ahead and you shech the Karban Pesach, again, either for a different purpose or outside of its prescribed framework, that the Pesach essentially becomes a shlamim. All we're trying to figure out over here is, are there other possibilities? Is there the possibility that ultimately, again, the Karban Pesach could potentially be repurposed as a different type of carbon? So we're just running through all the different potential options. Maybe you should say that if you shachta the Karban Pesach, l'shem b'char. But I'll say again, and having in mind that it should be like a b'char offering, l'havike b'char, maybe you should take on the status of a b'char offering, l'may hilchasa. So ask the Gemara Sinu, what would be the ramification of becoming like a b'char animal, of a b'char carbon? Diloli b'y nesachim. Number one, I will say, is that it doesn't require nesachim. Remember, a carbon b'char comes without nesachim libations. Inami, delay sveit l'kohanim. Furthermore, again, remember, the b'char ultimately is an offering that is given to the kohanim. To which the Gemara says, b'char nami, Avra mi meiser gamar. To which the Gemara says, there is a gzeir shava between b'char and meiser behema. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Avra, b'char ksiv, v'ha'avarta kol pet arechem, So remember again, we have a gzir sheva of avar, or in this case avra, from bechor to meiser. Just like meiser, it's only the tenth animal which could become designated as meiser behema. No other animal could ever have that conferred status. So too by bechor. Only the actual Bechor animal could have that status. No other animal could be given that status. Ve'imah shachtei l'shein t'mura le'havi t'mura. That's another interesting case. Maybe if I have in mind shachtei my carbon Pesach, that it should be like a t'mura. Let's remember again, what's t'mura? T'mura is an animal that is swapped for another. For example, the halacha is that if you go out and you have an animal designated as a carbon, so the Torah says that one is not permitted to swap out that animal for another animal. If you do so, what's the halacha? There's a penalty halacha. The penalty halacha is vayahu usmura so kodesh. That ultimately, again, both animals are considered to be kodesh. Both animals are considered to be sanctified. So maybe if you go ahead and you shech the animal for the sake of tmura, the animal will be tmura. To which the Gemara says, l'may hilchasa. What are the ramifications of that? To which the Gemara says, l'milka ale. Number one, to get malchus for it, because we'll say the halacha is that if you go out and you make an animal into a tmura, ultimately, there are malchus, Rashi says. Mishum lo yachlifenu. Furthermore, inami, lemekam ale belo yimachar belo yigal. Furthermore, again, I will say, the halach is you can't sell a tmur, nor can you redeem it. Armar zvushri dav nachman amakra, vayohu usmuraso. But say, the pasuk says that when you swap out a sacrificial animal, vayahu usmuraso, the original animal and the tamura animal are both considered to be hegdish. Zu tamura ve'ein acher tamura. It is only this actual animal which could become a tamura, and no other animal which can become a tamura. So we'll say again, we're just running through the list, and so far we're seeing that really, what you see was we're narrowing down the list, and we begin to see why Pesach could only take on the designation of Shlomim, but cannot take on any of these other designations. I ve'emus shachtei l'shem toda l'haviki toda. This is actually an interesting one. Say that if you shech the Karban Pesach l'shem toda, you have in mind that it should be a carbon toda. Perhaps it should take on that designation. To which the Gemara says, "Lamai hilchasa." Well, what's the ramification ultimately again of shechting the Pesach l'shem toda? Lahat ino lechem. But also remember again, the halach is that the toda offering is brought with loaves of bread. So maybe if you have in mind to shech the Karban Pesach for the sake of Toda, it should go ahead and become a Toda, and you should have to bring the additional loaves with it as well. To which the Gemara says, one second, bread, loaves of bread with the Karban Pesach. Ni'ika midi de Pesach gufei lo ba'i lechem, umusaro ba'i lechem. We'll say, is it a possibility that the Karban Pesach itself doesn't require loaves of bread? By the way, when the Torah seeks out loaves, loaves need not be chametz, right? You could have loaves of matzah as well. But what the Gemara is asking over here is, up until now, we've been speaking about repurposing Karban Pesach, but in a way in which the replacement karbonic framework would somehow mirror the original Pesach carbon framework, or carbon Pesach framework. Over here by carbon toda, you're looking to link carbon Pesach to a particular carbon which doesn't mirror it at all. In other words, there's no such concept as accompanying loaves by carbon Pesach. So could it be that you could repurpose a Pesach ultimately again for a carbon that does not mirror the original Pesach framework? Mika midi de Pesach gufei lo boi lechem. Could it be that the Pesach itself doesn't require lechem, umosaro ba'i lechem, and ultimately again, we'll say now mosaro means the additional carbon. We'll say, remember again, the other case that the Gemara deals with over here is a case of, let's say, where you went ahead and you designated the animal as a Karban Pesach, then what happens? You lose it, you go ahead and you bring a replacement, and now we're also trying to figure out what do you do with that additional carbon. So we'll say, what do we do with that additional carbon? So the Gemara told us that's offered up as a shlomim. So the Gemara now is also suggesting maybe you could offer that up as a toda. What if you shechted the carbon toda? To which it doesn't make sense, because it can't, if the original carbon itself didn't have loaves associated with it, the repurposed carbon can't have loaves associated with it either. So Shmuel says, one second. Ihochi hashta nami mi'ika midi de Pesach gufei lo ba'i nesachim. Umusaro ba'i nesachim. But going back for just a moment, the Gemara says, one second, you entertain the possibility that the mosar, the additional carbon Pesach, should be brought together with wine libations. But I can make the same argument. The original Pesach has no concept of wine libations. Now the additional carbon, a repurposed carbon, is going to have wine libations. To which the Gemara says, "Anan hachi kaminon." This is what we mean to say. Mi ika midi Dimoser toda atzma lo boy lechem. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. What the Gemara says as follows. Even with the carbon toda itself, Moser toda atzma, we'll say, which means what? I have to bring a carbon toda. And what happens? I separate out the animal. The animal gets lost. I therefore purchase a replacement animal. I offer that up, and then I find my original animal. What's the halacha? We'll say, take a look at Rashi just a moment. Dimoser toda atzma. Rashi says, Kigon hifrish todasa va'avda. I set aside my carbon toda, it got lost. Vehifrish acheres, and then I separate out another one. V'nim tzeis harishon, and then I find the first one. Ein hashniya tu'una lechem, kidarmina beperak hatoda. Zevach hatoda ta'un lechem, v'lo v'lada, v'lo tumurasa, v'lo chalifasa tu'un lechem. So what's what the Gemara says is as follows. In this case of what we call moser toda, we'll say moser literally means leftover. In this case, what it means is, again, I separated out the animal from my carbon toda, I lost it, I brought another carbon, I then find the first. What's the halacha? I go ahead and I offer up the second one as a toda, meaning this, the second one that I found after the offering. I'm sorry, let me say that differently. I offer the original one up as a carbon toda as well, but the difference is, it is offered up without the lobes. So the Gemara says, if a moser toda itself is offered up without the lobes, then even if what? Even if you have a havamina, then a moser pesach can be offered up as a toda, then what? It's certainly going to be offered up without the loaves. To which the Gemara says, "Mi ikim midi de moser toda atzma lo bay lechem, v'lo moser da'as yulehu me'ama bay lechem." So we'll say, so again, even if you want to entertain the possibility that a carbon pesach could be offered up, l'shem carbon toda, even in that particular case, even if it were to work, halacha l'maisa, again, it certainly would not come with any accompanying loaves, because if the moser toda is brought without loaves, certainly, again, the Moser Pesach would be brought without loaves as well. Maskif l'Rav Yemar b'Rei Rav Hillel, u'mimai d'be Moser Pesach k'siv. So we'll say, now we're going backwards just a little bit. So Rav Yemar b'Rei Rav Hillel, Rav Hillel asks a simple question. How do you know that the Pasuk is talking about Moser Pesach? So we'll remember again, Moser Pesach, that term means a variety of different things. The simplest case is as we just said, which is, I separated out the animal from my carbon Pesach, that animal got lost, I therefore offered up another one in its stead, and now I find this animal. So remember, again, we're talking about the idea that you offer up this animal as a shlamim. We're trying to figure out why only shlamim. What if I offered it up for any of these other designations? Now we're going back for a moment. And the Gemara says, how do you know that the pasuk that we quoted already in yesterday's daf is referring to Moser Pesach? The Gemara says, Dilma b'Moser Asham k'siv. Maybe the pasuk, in fact, is referring to a Moser Asham. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Vilma b'moser asham k'siv. Hai v'im min atzon. Da asham nami ayol tamim min atzonhu. Ve'eno ba min habakar. Well, so maybe ultimately again, the pasuk is referring to moser asham. Same case. I had to offer up an asham, which is a sin offering. I separated out the carbon, lost the animal, offered up a second one in its stead, and then find the first. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. To which the Gemara says, Amarava amakra v'im min hatzon karbano lezevach shlamim. Well, let's say the pasuk says, "Ibn Atzon Karbanoi from the sheep is your offering." Lezevach Shlamim. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Davar Hashava Bakol." Excuse me, "Davar Hashava Bechol Atzon." We're talking about a carbon of Yerabos. Say that's what that could be offered from any type of sheep. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Bechol Tzon Bekvasim VeIzim Kegon Pesach LaFuki Asham DeInu Bam Min HaIzim. So we'll say, interestingly enough, it's talking about the pasuk says, "V'imin atzon karbano." If you will bring from the tzon, the Gemara understands talking dafka about a carbon that could be brought from anything within the sheep family—sheep, goats, rams—as opposed to asham, which cannot be brought from goats. Can I bring from goats? Okay. Maskev Rabbi Avin Bar Chiya, V'itir Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, b'cho aser at amrit min lahotzi. The kan min l'rabos. Suppose that this is quite interesting. So now the Gemara raises the kasha. Rabbi Avin Bar Chiya says, Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. So what you're telling me over here is that min atzon karbon rabosai is coming to include an additional type of carbon. Now normally, again, the word min, whenever we darshan min, min is usually lahotzi, right? Min usually is an exclusionary phrase, not a phrase that includes something else. So what's the pshat over here? To which the Gemara says, Here, min is also coming to go ahead and exclude something from the drasha. What is it coming to exclude? The la'asi ben shtei shanim. Both say it's coming to teach you that a current Pesach, the animal must be a year old, and it cannot be offered up if it's 2 years old. Furthermore, again, v'lo asi ben nekeva. Furthermore, again, it can only be a male animal, not a female animal. So both say, even though, again, we're coming to ultimately say that the min is talking about a carbon that could be offered up from all, everything in the, we'll call it everything in the sheep family, the word min is also an exclusionary phrase to teach you that carbon Pesach is possible after a year of age and also any female animals. Maskif Rav Chaga Bagarto, Rav Chana Bagarto raises the kasha, umi matzis amrit, so again, we're challenging the assertion that this pasuk is talking about Moser Pesach. From the fact that it says im kasev im eis, that would seem to indicate to us that the pasuk is not referring to Moser Pesach. Now, why is that? Look at Rashi. Rashi is v'hai v'hami d'chsiv im kasev im eiz mechlad d'la b'moser Pesach u'd'chsiv ela b'shlam gridi. Rather, I will say it would appear that the pasuk is not talking about a leftover karm Pesach. Rather, what is it referring to? Just stam shlamim. Why, says Rashi? V'achi kamar im nadar lahabi min hatzon. If a person made a neder to bring karmen from the tzon, yavi eiz sheyirtze. You could bring whatever animal you want. O kesev, o keves, o eis, the iba mosar pesach ksiv, lamali im kesev im eis. Pshita, di mikvasim umi izim ba, the habegufe ksiv min akvasim min aizim. So we'll say, we might raise an interesting kasha. This whole discussion we've been having now is predicated on the fact that the pasuk that we're referring to is talking about the Moser Pesach. Remember again, im kesef hu makriv es karbono v'kriv oso lifnei Hashem. So we're assuming over here that these psukim are referring to Moser Pesach, what we call, quote unquote, a leftover carbon Pesach. The Gemara says, how do you know that? Maybe it's referring to just stam shlamim, a regular shlamim offering. I've also said, what's the proof to that? Because if it was referring to a Moser Pesach, then the Torah doesn't have to say im kesef im eis. Why not? Because the Torah already told me by the psukim of Karban Pesach itself that you could offer up the Karban Pesach from anything in the sheep family. The fact that the Torah has to go out of its way over here to tell me that we're talking about a kesef or an eis would seem to indicate that I'm not talking about Moser Pesach. Instead, what am I talking about over here? Maybe a stam Karban Shlamim, to which the Gemara says, Homi Baile, no. I need the discussion of kesef or eis for a different reason. L'chidisanyo, keves, I keep saying kesef, but it's keves, l'rabos es ha-pesach la'alyo. Both says come to teach me as follows. Keves comes to teach me that Karban Pesach, both say, has the din of alya. Alya is the fat by the tail. Look at Rashi. Rashi is over here. Keves, it's actually almost right across in Rashi. Keves, kroy yiseiruhu d'cheivon d'chsiv mei karmim natzom min karmano v'min natzom uksiv bastrei v'im eiz michlal da'ad hashta v'keves ayri de'en locha min natzom ela shnei minim la'alyo shetei kreiva imemur k'neged ha'klayos u'lamato. So as it comes to teach me that by Karban Pesach the alyo fat has to be burned on the mizbeach as well. So the extra word keves comes to teach me that the alyo fat has to be burned. Kishu omer im keves, and I will say if it's when, because it says the word im keves, or the phrase im keves, l'rabos Pesach she'ibra shnasa, comes to teach me what? That once ultimately again, the Karban Pesach is more than a year old, that it is disqualified from being offered. Ushlamim haboim machmas Pesach l'chol mitzvas b'chol mitzvos shlamishit anu smicha unesachim utnufas chazei b'shok. We're saying also furthermore to teach me that anything what we call shlamim haboim machmas Pesach, which I will say means any time that a Karban Pesach cannot be offered up as a Pesach and it's brought as a shlamim, to teach me that it always has all of the mitzvos of shlamim, namely again smicha, the leaning on the animal, nesachim, the libations, and the waving of the chazei v'shok, of the chest and the thigh. Kishu omer im eis. Furthermore, again, when the pasuk says im eis, hifsik ha'inyon, ultimately, again, that comes to go ahead and create a stapiv sika inyon limed ala eis she'ina tuna alya. We'll say, meaning hifsika means it comes to make a hard stop and to tell me that even though from imkeves we learned that ultimately, again, you have to offer up the alya, the fats, if you're offering up an eis, the eis does not require the burning of the alya fats. So we'll say, so again, so essentially the Gemara Darshan's over here is that even though if you were going to say these psukim refer to Mosar Pesach, it sounds like Kesev and Eiz are extraneous because I already know that it's Kesev or Eiz from the psukim of Karban Pesach itself, but we see ultimately again that these psukim come to teach us something additional. And Kesev comes to teach you that if I'm offering up a Kesev, I have to burn the Aliyah fats. Furthermore, again, that it's going to be like a Shlomim, namely, it requires everything that a Shlomim requires, Smicha, Tenufa, Nesachim. And in A's comes to teach you that it's only dafka if I'm offering up a keves that you have to offer up the alya, but if you're offering up an A's, you don't burn the alya fats. I have a hamehacha nafka, but do we learn this out from here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Vahamehacha nafka, the pesach sha'avra shnaso krav shlamim. We'll say, do we learn this out from this pasuk that if you have a carbon pesach, and we'll say, now this is now an additional case. Remember, we'll say, the case of what we call mosar pesach, a left, quote unquote, leftover pesach, that's the umbrella term for any time you're offering up a carbon pesach, not for the sake of carbon pesach. And that could be for a variety of reasons. Again, I set aside an animal, lost it, offered up a replacement animal, and then find the original animal. Or again, I set aside an animal, don't offer it, now it's more than a year old. Any time you had an animal that was originally designated as a Karban Pesach, and for some reason it just wasn't offered up as a Karban Pesach, that falls under the umbrella of Mosar Pesach. So now we'll say, look at Rashi. So we'll say, do we learn it out from this limud that we just espoused above? That if you have a Karban Pesach that is now more than a year old, that ultimately, again, it could be offered up as a shlamim. V'halo zeh hu mosra pesach v'lo yalfis le'le el medavu d'shmuel. So he says, v'ha'ach minafka, do we learn the halacha out from here? Medavu d'shmuel nafka. Where else did we learn this out? We learn this out, that if a Karban Pesach, remember again, Karban Pesach could only be offered up if the animal is within a year. Once the animal is over a year old, we offer it up as a shlamim. So the Gemara says, do we learn it out from the limud you just espoused? We learn it out from Avuah de Shmuel. Damar Avuah de Shmuel, im minatzon karbono lezevach shlamim. The Pasuk says, if your Karban comes from the tzon, it'll be a shlamim. Davar haba minatzon, that which is brought from the sheep, Yehei zevach shlamim. Ultimately, again, will be brought as a shlamim. Vakati midirav Nachman amarav baravua nafka. Damrav Nachman amarav baravua minayin lemosar pesach shekarav shlamim. But say, from where do we know that the quote unquote mosar pesach, the leftover pesach, is brought as a carbon shlamim? Shine emar vezavachta pesach laHashem elokecha. Tzonu bakar. Well, so remember again, we had this limud last week. Vezavachta pesach laHashem elokecha. Tzonu bakar. You will go ahead and you will offer up a pesach to Hashem your God. Tzonu bakar. So, well, so remember what's the problem with this? Remember this was the riveting problem that Mamish gave us no rest last week. What's the problem? V'halo ein pesach ba. Ela min akvasa min ha'izim. Well, so remember I mentioned this to you? I bared my soul to you last week. No one remembers this? It was a very vulnerable moment for me. Right? Where again, we looked at this pasuk and we said, oh my gosh, looking at this pasuk for years and never realized the inconsistency in it. The pasuk says, v'zavachta pesach la'ashim alakecha tzon u'bakar. You will offer up the zavach of pesach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, tzon, sheep, and bakar, cattle. What's the fundamental problem? Karban Pesach only comes from the sheep family, cannot be brought from cattle. V'halo, ein Pesach ba ela min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. I'll say, but what's going on over here? Pesach can only be brought from kvasim and izim. What's Bakar doing there? Ela mikan lemosar ha'pesach shiehei ledavar haba min ha'tzon u'min ha'bakar. So we'll say, Enoch Inami, you're right. The pasuk over here is not coming to talk about what we call real Karban Pesach. Rather, what is it talking about? Moser Karban Pesach. This pasuk is referring to the little Karban Pesach that couldn't. Right? This is referring ultimately again to the Karban Pesach, ultimately again, that was originally designated, but for reasons beyond its control, was not actually offered up. What do you do with it? So what do you do with it? You offer it up as a Karban from a Karbanic category from which both sheep and cattle can be offered. Which type of Karban can be offered both in the form of sheep and cattle, to which the Gemara says, it could be offered up as a carbon, as an offering, from a type of carbon that can be brought from Sona Bakar, and ultimately again, what type of carbon is that? Shlamim. By the way, this is it. That is the drasha. That is the drasha. This is what the Rambam also identifies as the drasha teaching about the halachas of Mosra Pesach. So from that pasuk, we see that the animal that's offered, that was designated as a Pesach, not offered up as a Pesach, is brought as a carbon. What type of carbon? The type of carbon that could be brought ultimately again from the kvasim or from the bakar. What type of carbon could be brought as a keves or from a bakar? Says the Gemara Shlamim. Ella, Tlasi Kraig Sirabose. This is very, very exciting. So now it turns out that we have three psukim, all that teach us the same thing. What are the three psukim that teach us the same thing? Three different drashas, all that teach us the same basic halacha, which is that if you have Mosar Pesach, it is offered up as a shlamim. The shlamim will say, so now the obvious shaila is, why do I need three drashas? We'll say, you have to admit, like this is incredible. I'm just saying, it's the breakfast is wonderful. Leon, great job. Right? But at the end of the day, we'll say, you know, I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking, you know, the great schos that we have to learn this Gemara, because I'm sure all of you are like me, and the truth is, we all miss Pesach a little bit. Right? It was such a beautiful Yom Tov, such an uplifting Yom Tov, and the idea to have Gemaras that keep us constantly rooted in Karban Pesach, you feel like a little bit still attached to the Yom Tov. It's an incredible experience, an incredible opportunity, not just to connect to Pesach, to connect to Karbanos, connect to the Beis Hamikdash, and again, to learn all of these riveting drashas. So we'll say, now what we have over here is as follows. We have three different psukim that teach us the same halacha, and a simple halacha, which is, if you remember nothing, so we'll say, here's the good news. There's a simple take-home message from today's daf. What's the simple take-home message? It's good to know, right? Right? If you have a Mosar Pesach, it's offered up as a shlamim. That's the bottom line. That's the take-home message of all of this. Although we're going to get into another topic shortly. But again, if you have Mosar Pesach, and again, we've already seen that there are a number of different ways in which you could have a carbon as a Mosar Pesach. The point is, it was originally designated as a Pesach, but yet it wasn't actually offered up as a Pesach. The halacha is we offered up as a shlamim. The issue now we're confronted with is the Gemara has advanced three different drushas to teach us the same exact thing. So the obvious shaila is, why do I need three drushas to teach me the same thing? The Gemara is going to answer us. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro. To which the Gemara says, what's the top of Testament base? Chad, le'ibra zmano, le'ibra shnos. So Bosai wanted to teach me about a case of where what? Le'ibra's mano, where again, the carbon Pesach became a Moser Pesach. Why? Because it missed the Zman. I missed the Zman. I missed Erev Pesach, right? I missed the 14th of Nisan. Or Ibra Shnaso. Or the animal is more than a year old. So again, essentially, what's going to happen over here is Gemara is going to explain that each Pasuk teaches me a different category of Moser Pesach. So one Pasuk teaches me that an animal ultimately, again, that missed, we'll call it its Shechita window, or an animal that missed its biological window, right? Maybe biological is the wrong word. Chronological. Oh, good. Chronological window, right? It missed its chronological window. So we'll say that's one case of Moser Pesach. V'chad, the Ibra's mano, v'lo shnaso. We'll say second Pasuk would teach me an animal that missed the time for Shechita, but yet is still within a year. B'chad lelo ibrazmano b'lo shnaso. Mostly the other case would be a situation where the animal again did not miss its prescribed time for Shechita, nor did it miss its chronological window, it's still within a year. Now, Bosa, that would be a case where what? That would be a case ultimately again where the animal was lost. Excellent. The animal was lost, ultimately, again, and another one was offered up in its stead. And again, you found the original animal, let's say, still on Erev Pesach. But we'll say, remember, again, it's one Pesach per customer. You don't offer up multiple kamaras. So the Gemara is just suggesting that each of the psukim teach me another case of Moser Pesach. To which the Gemara says, Utsrichi. So why do I need all of these psukim? I'll tell you why. Because of Rachmana Ha'achad, if the Torah would have just said one Pasuk, Hava Amina Hecha De'ibra Shnasa Uzmano, I would have thought to both say that the case of Mosar Pesach is when Dibrashnasa Uzmano, where the animal missed both its, we'll call, sacrificial window and chronological window. It's after Erev Pesach and the animal is more than a year old. Di'itchimi Pesach Lagamre. We'll say that's the case where Karan Pesach becomes Shlamim. Why? Good. Because it's totally precluded from the category. I'm gonna charge you for these bagels, we'll say, if you do not get back into this. Right? So again. I'll say, you know, after 120, you know, the Bashan of HaKadosh says that the Ribono Shel Olam, as he gives you entry into Gan Eden, asks you one question from the Torah you learned in Olam Hazeh. One question. That's your entry exam. That's the Farin to Olam Haba. It might come from Zvachim Daftes. I'm just saying, it might come from Zvachim Daftes. And don't turn around and blame it on me. I'm going to say, Silber should have done a better job explaining it. No, I'm not going to be the scapegoat. That's what I'm just saying. So as I say, watch this. It says the Gemara, Otzrichi, so we need three psukim. Why? So we'll say if it just mentioned one pasuk, I might have thought that the case of Moshe Pesach Rabosei would be the case of where what? The animal is more than a year old, and you missed the 14th of Nisan. In which case, again, the Gemara says the itchi mi Pesach lagamre. It is totally excluded from the Karban Pesach framework. The animal is too old, plus you missed the date. It has no shaychus to Karban Pesach anymore. Maybe that's where it's reassigned or repurposed as a shlamim. About Ibra Zman of Aloshnaso, the Chazi le Pesach Sheni Eimalo. Rabbos, listen to this. In a case where you missed the 14th of Nisan, but what? It's still within a year old, that animal could still be used for Pesach Sheni, and therefore maybe when you shecht it, it is not repurposed as a shlamim. Therefore, I need a second pasuk. Because of Rachmana Hani Tarti, and the pasuk with the Torah would have just said these two pasukim, Mishum Di Itchile Mimil Sayu, Aval Hecha Dolo Avrezmano, Velo Shnaso, De Chazi Le Pesach, Emalo. I will say, see, if it would have just said two pasukim, I would have said that refers to a case where some element of a Pesach identity was missing. Either you missed the date or what, or the animal is too old. That's when the animal is repurposed as a shlamim. Rabbi say, what about the case of where, again, I separate an animal as a Karban Pesach, I lose the animal, I go to offer up another animal, and then what happens? I find the first animal when? On Erev Pesach, again, Rabbi say. So in that case, the animal is still within the prescribed time, it's still Erev Pesach, and what? It's obviously still within a year. I'm in the thought that in that case, again, halacha l'maisa, it doesn't become a shlamim. Therefore, the Gemara says shrichi. So we'll say, so bottom line, essentially, again, the three different psukim are needed ultimately to be all-inclusive of every single situation of Moser Pesach. So we'll say, so bottom line, essentially, any time that the carbon cannot be offered up as the carbon Pesach, either because, again, I've already offered up another carbon in its stead, even though the original carbon is totally suitable for carbon Pesach use, or when the original animal is no longer suitable, either because it aged out, or because I missed the date. So halach lemais again, in any of these cases that we call Moser Pesach, the halach is that the original Pesach will be offered up as a karim shlam. And I will say, that is indeed halach lemais. That's on the Raman Paskins in Psuli HaMukdashim. So Gemara goes weiter. Amar Rav Mishmei the Mavug. So we'll say, this is interesting. Rashi says, Mavug is Shem Chacham. I don't know who this is, but Rav said in the name of Mavug, Tam Tchacham, listen to this, Chatas Sheshachta Lashum Chatas Nachshon. But this is actually an interesting case. We're switching gears just a little bit. So if one went ahead and Shechted a Karban Chatas, Lashem Chatas Nachshon. Right? For the sake of Chatas Nachshon. So most of them, what's Chatas Nachshon? Take a look at Rashi. It's actually the last of the wide lines on top. Chatas Sheshachta Lashem Chatas Nachshon. Si'ir Chatas Dechanukas Hanesin. This is actually very interesting. Nachshon refers to who? Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Right? So we'll say, so this is actually interesting. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. When the Nesiim offered up their, when the tribal princes offered up their karbanos for the Chanukas HaMishkan, for the Mishkan that is Shkun Chasam Mizbeach, so we'll say, so they offered up a karban chatos. Right? They offered up a series of different karbanos. Among those karbanos was a chatos. Now, what's interesting is as follows. Chatos is normally offered up for what purpose? Right? It's a sin offering. Interestingly enough, they were commanded to offer up a chatos, not for any particular sin. This was just part of the prescribed sacrificial order for the day to offer up a Karban Chatos. Okay? No one did anything, right? There wasn't Baruch Hashem who said, bring Karban Chatos. All right, so watch this. So in this case over here, I'm bringing my Karban Chatos. I did something, whatever it is. I'm bringing my Karban Chatos. They both say, when I bring my Karban Chatos, what do? I have in mind that this Karban should be like Chatos Nachshon. Like the Chatos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav for the Chanukah Samishkan. So we'll say, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, what does this do? Now remember again, let's go back to the beginning of the Masechta. Let's go back. So the Halacha is, we saw the opening Mishnah was, that if you offer up a Karban, right, and you have either Shinui Bailim or Shinui Kodesh, you have in mind for a different owner or in mind for a different Karban, what's the Halacha? The Karban is good, except it doesn't satisfy your obligation, with one exception, which is, or two exceptions, which are Karban Pesach, which we dealt with, and Chatos. So we'll say, so the Shaila is very exciting. The Shaila over here is, I'm offering up a Chatos because I did something wrong. But when I shechted it, I had in mind L'shem Chatos Nachshon, which I will say is not a regular Chatos. So the Shaila is, what does that do to my Karban? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Mishnei the Mavuk, Chatos Sheshachtu L'shem Chatos Nachshon, Ksheira. So Rav says, it's kosher. Why do Amar Kra? Zos Toras HaChatos, Torah Achos L'chol HaChatos. So we'll say Rav's logic is, the Torah says, Zos Toras HaChatos, there is one halacha for all Chatos. Which Shabbos says, another way of saying, that as long as you offered up that carbon for what? L'shem Chatos, even if it's Chatos Nachshon, it doesn't matter. As long as you offered it up L'shem Chatos, halacha L'maisa the carbon, that's kosher. Shabbos says, now this actually yields something very interesting. Take a look at Rashi, Ksheira. Last wide line, v'lo havya shinui kodesh, d'lo aminun chatas nachshon kevan d'ladarnas, v'lo the kapara achid. So as your Rashi says over here, the chatas of nachshon was not offered up for kapara, but rather again it was a gift. It was a gift offering. Nevertheless, harei kashchit l'shem ola. We don't say, right? Harei kashchit l'shem ola. V'koshkin d'shinui bailim lo havi, d'lo shakt l'skaper ba nachshon. So we'll say, so Rav essentially says, The carbon is kosher, because as long as when you shech the chatos, you have in mind for a chatos, even if it's for a different type of chatos, as long as your kavona is for something in the chatos family, your carbon is kosher. I will say, now Rashi says something very interesting. This chatos of Nachshon ben Aminadav was a unique, perhaps once in history type of chatos, because never again do we offer up a chatos as a doron, as a gift. Chatos is a sin offering. In other words, we'll say, there are gift offerings you can give. Chatos is not one of them. The one exception to this rule was the chatos of the Nesim by the Chanukah HaMishkan. But Rav's novel ruling is, even though, again, when I'm shechting my chatos, which is a sin offering, I have in mind that the chatos of Nachshon ben Aminadav, that was not a sin offering, that was a darn, that was a gift. But because it's all in the family, right, because it's a chatos, therefore the covenant is kosher. Yosef, Rava, the Kamar, Leila, HaShemaita. Rava was sitting and telling over this ruling. Esi, Rav Mishashi, L'Rava. And Rav Mishashi raised the kasha. What did he say? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kal ha-menachos shenik mitzu shelo lishman ksheros va'alu lebailun m'shem chova. But say, any mincha, all mincha offerings, shenik mitzu shelo lishman. But say, remember again, the way a mincha offering works is as follows. A mincha is a meal offering. The way it works is the kohen does k'mitza. K'mitza means, right, the kohen takes his three middle fingers, and he goes ahead and he scoops up whatever he can from the flour. That's offered up, right, he shaves it off with his pinky and with his thumb. That's offered up on the Mizbeach. And ultimately, again, the rest is permitted for consumption to the Kohen. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Any mincha, right? If a mincha offering was offered up, shalo lishman, let's say, not for the sake of that particular mincha, ksheros, the mincha is kosher, not only that, va'alu labayilim shem chova, and it satisfies the obligations of the owner. Why, Rabbo? Say, watch this. Lefim, she'en ha-minochos domos lizvachim. Because I will say, a mincha offering is not like other karbanos. Why is that? Shakometz machvas l'shem marcheshas, ma'aseh muchrochen aleh shi machvas. We'll say, now, this is interesting. We're not going to get into these details right now, but suffice it to say that there are different types of karban mincha offerings. There's a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes, which I will say were prepared in different ways. Some produced a thicker matzah, some produced a thinner matzah, some were crumbled, some were whole. So the Gemara essentially says, let me tell you the principle, then we'll go back. The Gemara says that to a certain degree, kavana by a common mincha doesn't really make a difference. Why? because the actions speak for themselves. Because each type of mincha was prepared in a different way, so the nature of the preparation of the carbon mincha automatically showed you what type of mincha you were offering. So even if your kavana was for something different, your kavanas to a certain degree are what? Are irrelevant, because it's your action that's going to show. You hear the incredible mussar in this? Right? So look what the Gemara says before I get to the mussar. So the Gemara says, Shakomitz machvas l'shem marcheshes. Because even if one took the kmitza, l'shem minchas, right? One took the kmitza of the mincha machvas, and he had in mind that it should be for the marcheshes. Ma'asem mochichin aleh shi machvas. His actions show that it's a minchas machvas. Chareva l'shem balula. Soon again, we'll say, again, these are all just different types of minachos. If you did the kmitza of a minchas chareva, but you had in mind that it's really the shem balula, ma'aseh muchrach and shi chareva. Your ma'aseh, Rabbi Osei, showed that it was for a mincha chareva. So what it says over here is by minachas, we don't really care what you're thinking, because your action saving, which is an incredible, incredible muster in life. Right? You can have all the kavanas in life you want. At the end of the day, what matters most are your actions. What matters most are your meisim. The kavanas are beautiful, but your actions always speak louder than your kavanas. Avab zvachim, Rabbosai, by kavanas, this is not the case. Eino kein, shchita achas lekulon, kabbalah achas lekulon, zrika achas lekulon. Rabbosai, so this is actually really quite fascinating. So the Gemara says, the reason by regular kavanas, why your kavanas play such a dominant role, Rabbosai, is why? Because the sacrificial service is the same for every single type of karban. It's the same shechita, it's the same zurika, it's the same kabbalah. Therefore, it's your kavanas, it's your intentions that frame the karbanic process. By karban mincha, Rabbi Osai, your kavanas don't really make a difference. Why? Because lemaisa, the actions themselves portray which type of karban mincha you're offering. Why? Because every single karban mincha itself has a different sacrificial service. That's why, again, the Braisa Paskin, that by minachas, we don't really care what your kavanas are. Even if you had kavanas for the wrong type of mincha, we say, essentially, ma'aseh mochichin aleha. The actions are ultimately, again, what show the type of karban it is. Taima, so by karban mincha, it's actually quite interesting, taima, de ma'aseh mochichin. So both said, the reason why karban mincha, why we don't really care about your kavanas, is why? Because your ma'asim, your actions, already show what type of karban mincha it is. Ha'ein ma'aseh mochichin lo. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see that at the end of the day, if the actions were not dramatically different by each type of karban mincha, then what? Then again, your kavanas would play a role. Amai, why is that? Leima zos torah samincha, torah achas lechala menachas. I will say, now understand what just happened over here. Let's go back for just a moment. Rav Mesharshia said in the name of Mavag, what did he say? That if you offer up your karban chatos, l'shem chatos nachshon ben aminadav. What's the status of your chatos? What's the status? Kosher. Why? It's two different types of chatos. I'm offering up a sin offering. Nachshon ben Aminadav offered up a chatos for the sake of a darren. So remember, what did the Gemara answer? Because the Pasuk said, Zos Torah sachatos. Right? Torah achos l'chol chatos. All in the family. So as long as you offered up l'shem chatos, it's Nachshon ben Aminadav's chatos, different than my chatos, doesn't make a difference. All in the chatos family is good. To which the Gemara says, to which our Mesharshina asks, I don't understand. What you're telling me is, if I offer up a karban mincha for the wrong intention, we'll say, what's the halacha? The karban is still good. Why is the karban good? Now the Gemara says, why is the karban good? We'll say, why? Because ma'aseh mochichin aleha. The reason why the karban mincha is good is because at the end of the day, the actions show what type of karban I'm actually offering. But we can infer from that is that if the actions were the same for every single karban mincha, then what? Then your mindset would play a role. But why is that? Why don't we make the same drasha on the pasuk? Zos Torah Samincha, say just like by Chatos, this is the Torah of the Mincha, which tells you what Rabbi Osei, that no matter what type of Mincha you offer it up for, the halacha is what? The Karban Mincha should be kasher. So listen, again, let me say that differently. The Gemara said, the reason why, if you have Kavana for the wrong Karban Mincha, that the Mincha is still kasher is why? Ma'aseh mochichin aleh. Because you could see from the way you're offering up the mincha, what type of mincha it is. Which tells you that if all karbanos mincha had the same process, and you had in mind for the wrong karban, then what? The mincha would be pasul. But why? Why don't you make the same drasha by mincha like you made by chatos? By chatos, we say, zos taras ha-chatos, as long as you had in mind for some chatos, even if it's a different kind of chatos, your chatos is kosher. Why don't you say the same thing by mincha? The pasuk says, zos taras ha-mincha, say what? As long as you had in mind for the right type of, for some kind of mincha, the karban is going to be kosher. Yet the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the only reason why a karban mincha with a flawed mindset is kosher is because ma'aseha mochichen aleha. Rather, Gemara says, here's what you have to say. We'll say, listen to this. Going back to Chatos. So what we're seeing over here is that drasha by Chatos is a flawed drasha. That drasha shouldn't work. So rather, what do we have to say? Chatos, sheshacht amanah sheis karban nachshon. So we'll say, listen to this. If you shechted your karban Chatos, on the condition that what? Right? With the kavana, sheis karban nachshon. That Nachshon should achieve atonement for it. Rashi says, "Sheiskabreba hainu shinui bailin." So I'll say, if you offered up a karban chatos with shinui bailin, I offered up on the condition that Nachshon should ultimately achieve atonement. Kshera. We'll say, why? It's kosher. So we'll say, this is a strange case. I offer up, I want to give an ili for the neshama Nachshon and Aminadov. Right? So we'll say, so I'm going ahead. Nachshon ben Aminadov's yard site. So I'm going to offer up a carbon chatos for Nachshon ben Aminadov. So we'll say, what's the halacha? The carbon chatos is kosher. Why? Im kapara lemesim. Because ultimately, again, there's no kapara for the dead. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Shein kapara lemesim. Hilchach lo karinon bei mechoyv kapara kemosa. We'll say, remember again, let's go back to something we learned last week. There was an interesting drasha that we saw about carbon chatos. That the only time that shinui bailin poses a problem by karban chatos is when the shinui bailin, when I have in mind to shecht the karban chatos for someone who requires a chatos just like me. In other words, that if I go ahead and I have in mind that I'm shechting this karban chatos for Reuven, but Reuven is not chayav chatos, then again, remember that was a unique limud by chatos, that's not called shinui bailin. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that what was Mavug's, what was Rava's novel drasha? This is Rav's novel, Joshua Zabal, said that if I shecht my carbon chatos, and I have in mind that it should be l'shem Nachshon ben Aminadov, then what Rabbi said, the carbon is kasher. That's not called the Shinui Bailim. Why is that not called the Shinui Bailim? I'll say, why? Why? Because he's dead. Because Nachshon ben Aminadov is dead, and therefore again, he's not chayiv a carbon chatos, and the only time it's called shinui bailin by chatos is when I have in mind for someone else who is mechui, who is chayiv a carbon chatos as well. So I don't think he says v'leima meis ba'alma. So okay, why do we have to bring Nachshon ben Aminadov into this? So really, what you're telling me is that if you have in mind to shecht the carbon chatos for someone who is dead, that's not called shinui bailim, and the chatos is kosher. So why are you bringing up Nachshon ben Aminadov specifically? To which the Gemara says, Hakamash malon taima demes. So what you're telling me is the reason ultimately is because I have in mind for someone who is dead, ha dechai dumyan de Nachshon psula. We'll say, if I were to have in mind for someone who is alive, who is like Nachshon ben Aminadov, then the carbon would be pasul. Who and we'll say, so what is that? Look at Rashi. Hachai im shachta b'shinui bailin l'shem adam chai. If I shechted the carbon ultimately again for someone who is alive, dumya de Nachshon, who is like Nachshon. We'll say, what does it mean? Someone who's alive who's not like Nachshon. Shemuchuyev chatos she'ina achit. We'll say, this just gets more exciting. So we'll say, if I'm offering up a carbon chatos, again, just to be clear with the cases, I have to bring a carbon chatos. I did something, I have to bring a carbon chatos. I'm now offering it up, but I'm shechting it, I have in mind, for someone who's alive, who would have brought a carbon chatos like Nachshon ben Aminadov. Who is a living person who has to bring a carbon chatos like Nachshon ben Aminadov? We'll say that's talking about a carbon chatos that's not brought for a sin. Look at Rashi, Jumi de Nachshon, Shemichuyu chatos she'ino achit, who is chai the carbon chatos, but not for a sin. Hadomer l'sir Nachshon kigon chatos, nazir mitzvah b'as lashik. So let's do this. What's the case? Well, so the case over here is I'm offering up a karmen chatos, but when I check that I have in mind for someone else is also chayv a karmen chatos, but what type of karmen chatos? Not like my chatos, but a chatos like Nachshon and Aminadav. We'll say, what's a chatos like Nachshon and Aminadav? A sin offering that's brought, but not for a sin. We'll say, what's the case of someone who's chayv a karmen chatos, but it's not chayv for a sin? What's that case? Umay niyu, chatos nazir, chatos mitzora. We'll say, the case would be like the chatos offering of a nazir, or a chatos offering of a mitzvah. We'll say these are cases of people who bring a chatos because the Torah mandates a chatos, but it's called a chatos, but it's not a real sin offering. So we'll say, what Rav seems to be saying is as follows, that if I go ahead and as I'm shechting my carbon chatos, I have in mind that it should be L'shem, we'll call him Reuven. What kind of chatos does Reuven have to bring? Reuven is a nazir, or was a nazir, or Reuven was a mitzora, and he's bringing a chi as a chi for a chatos offering as well. We'll say that chatos will still be kosher. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, hani olos ninu. We'll say these type of chatos, although we call it a chatos, at the end of the day, we'll say the halacha is have a designation ultimately again as olos. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. Rather, says the Gemara, if you're going to frame the case here, say you have to frame it. Amar Av Mishmei Demavog. So here we go, a new reframing of the case. Amar Av Mishmei Demavog. Chatos Sheshachta Al Shemuchuyev Chatos Kinachshon. We'll say, okay, we're reframing it again. Somebody shechts a carbon chatos, right? She ultimately, again, for L'shem Av Shemuchuyev Chatos Kinachshon. We'll say, what happens? I shecht my carbon chatos, and I do it, I have it in mind, for someone who is chayiv a chatos like Nachshon ben Aminadav. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Kshera. Why? Because chatos Nachshon olahi. Ultimately, again, because the chatos of Nachshon, we'll say, ultimately is an ola. Remember again, we'll say, the unique aspect is that one is only chayiv for shinoi bailim, for a chatos, if what? If the shinoi bailim I have is for someone else, who's chayiv a chatos as well. But if I have shinoi bailim for someone who's chayiv a chatos, but it's not a chatos that's a sin offering, it's a chatos that's like an ola, ultimately, again, my chatos will still be kosher. Incredible. Ika de amar amar mishnei de mavug chatos sheshachtu l'shem chatos nachshon psula. That if I shecht my karban pesach, right, l'shem chatos nachshon, ultimately, again, it will be possible. Why? Chatos nachshon olehi. Because I will say, ultimately, again, I will say, according to this version, this is a different version, right? According to this version, ultimately, again, the chatos will be possible. Why? Because it is a chatos that is shechted l'shem ola, and therefore, again, there's a shinui kodesh. And in this case of a shinui kodesh, it's not a case of shinui bailim, but rather, again, this is a case of shinui kodesh, and therefore, again, the carbon will be possible. So why don't you just leave out the whole thing about chatas nachshon and just say it simply, simpler. We'll say, see, we're using the same term in two different ways. The first time the Gemara said that I'm shechting my carbon chatas l'shem chatas nachshon, and I will say in that case is I was shechting my carbon chatas l'shinoi bailim for the sake of someone else who's chayv a carbon chatas, but he's not chayv a chatas like I'm chayv a chatas. I'm chayv a chatas because I committed an aveira. He's committed a chatas. Why? Because he was a mitzora, he's a nazir. What did the Braisa pass? Go to Rav Paskin. Rav Paskin, it's kosher. Right? Why? Because all in the family is still considered to be a karmen chatas. But in the ikudami, in the alternate version of this, what's happening? So I'm going ahead and offering up a chatas, but I'm offering it up l'shem chatas nachshon. Which Shabbos says, essentially, isn't that a case of shinoi bailim? Rather, what is this? This case of shinoi kodesh. In this case, I'm offering it up essentially as chatas nachshon, which means what? As an ola. If that's the case, then what? Basel. So then why don't you just leave out nachshon altogether? Just say that this is a case where what? Where I'm offering it up, l'shem chatas nazir chatas mitzora, ikar chatas nakat. Because we'll say the Gemara wanted to compare this to the original case of karben chatas. You both say the first biblically recorded case of chatas offered up by an individual was the chatas of Nachshon ben Aminadav, which was, interestingly enough, the first biblically recorded case of chatas was actually not a paradigmatic chatas, right? It was actually a dar chatas. It's just an interesting biblical factoid. You know, if you're ever stuck for conversation, you know, by the way, you ever hear about the first biblically recorded case of chatas was actually not a sin offering, it was a darn offering, okay? Amrav, so we'll say, so first of all, it appears that Rav's original statement, so we'll say, what's fascinating about this is as follows. You could have two cases, Rav Osei, where ultimately, again, the same formulation yields two dramatically different results. If a person has in mind when he shecht, if I'm shechting my chatas, and I have in mind that I'm shechting this l'shem karban nachshon, but what I'm doing over here is I have in mind that I'm shechting it for the type of karban that nachshon ben Aminadav offered, then what Rav Osei, it appears that the halacha is that my chatas will be pasul. Because that's the case of Shinui Kodesh, where I'm offering up a chatas, ultimately, again, for the sake of an ola, which will not work. But, on the other hand, if I'm shechting my karban chatas, and I have in mind that I'm shechting it l'shem someone else, who has to bring a karban like the chatas of Nachshon, i.e. what? Right? The chatas of a nazir, chatas of Mitzora, it would appear that halacha l'maisa, such a karban would be kasher, because that's shinoi bailim, but that bailim is also offering up l'shem chatos, and as long as it's all l'shem chatos, it appears that the karban would be kasher. Amarav, chatos chelev sheshacht l'shem chatos dam. Was another interesting case. We actually saw this earlier. What happens? I have to bring a chatos because I ate chelev. And when I go ahead and I offer up the chatos, I have in mind that it should be a chatos for the sin of consuming blood. So we'll say, so again, remember, still a chatos, but a chatos for a different infraction. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Chatos chelev sheshacht l'shem chatos dam l'shem chatos avodos chochovim kshera. We'll say the halacha is kosher. The chatos is still kosher. Because why? Even though, again, my kavana is for the wrong infraction, my kavana is for the wrong violation, it's still within the family of chatos. However, l'shem chatos nazir, l'shem chatos mitzora psula. If I have in mind, it's what we just said before, but if I have in mind when I shecht the chatos, that I'm shechting my chatos, l'shem chatos nazir, l'shem chatos mitzora, then the carbon will be pasul. Why, Rabbi? Because that's a case of shinui kodesh, because hani olos ninu. Because Rabbi say ultimately, again, these carbonos have the status of an ola, not the status of a chatos. But Rabbi say just a few more lines, then we'll stop. Boy, Rabbi, chatos chelev sheshacht l'shem chatos to Thomas Mikdash v'kadosh. Now, Rabbi say, this is so riveting. What happens? Again, I'm bringing my carbon chatos. So I bring my carbon chatos. And what happens? So I'm bringing a chatos for the sake of chelev. I went ahead and I ate chelev after bringing carbon chatos. When I shecht it, I have in mind that it should be a chatos, l'shum chatos tumas mikdash v'kadashav, for the sake of one who entered into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of ritual purity, or because of one, let's say, who consumed sacrificial items in a state of ritual impurity as well. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? What's the status? Mau. We'll say, watch this. So we'll say, see here, so now, this is a case of where I'm going ahead and I'm offering up a karban chatos, but for a different infraction. So remember again, I ate chelev. Now I'm going ahead and offering up the karban, l'shem tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So what's the halacha? Mi amrinon karis kamosa. So we'll say, listen, the halacha is that it's still a din of karis. So it's the same punishment, right? So again, whether you go ahead and you eat chelev or you enter into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tumah, it's the same karis, and therefore it should be chayiv. Oh, and therefore again, maybe the karban is still good. Oh, Dilma, ein kavua kamosa. Oh, we'll say, watch this. By tumas mikdash v'kadash rabosai, that is a karban ola v'yoreit. Say, because it's an ola v'yoreit, maybe again it's too dissimilar, and therefore the karban is possible. Ravacha b'reid rav masni, so ravacha b'reid rava, he wrote the following, kula l'psula, kulu l'posla. We'll say, ultimately again, each of these karbanos, ultimately again, will be possible. Wide, my time, we'll say, first wide line, my time, v'shachat oso l'chatos, l'shem osa chatos. But in order for a chatos ultimately again to be kosher, the chatos has to be shechted for the sake of that particular chatos. And as Rabbi say, the halacha l'maisa, a chatos is only good if offered specifically for the specific infraction. Amrli Rav Ashi, Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava, so the Gemara says, Bai Rav Heicha mas nisula, Amrli Anon b'shinui bailim mas ninan la. So we'll say, in our version, Rav's kasha will say was that shinui bailim. And this is how he wrote it. V'hachi mas ninan la, Amr Rava, Chatos chilev sheshachta amishe mechuyiv chatos dam. The chadas avodos kochavim psula. I will say, Rav's kasha was as follows. That if I went ahead and I ate chilev, so I have to bring a carbon chatos for the sake of consuming chilev. But what happens? I shechted it for the sake of someone who consumed blood, or for the sake of someone who worshipped idolatry. So psula. I will say, the aloha is that such a carbon is possible. Amishe mechuyiv bechatos nazir bechatos mitzora. Kshera. But we'll say, if it was for someone ultimately, again, who was chayiv ultimately again for chatas nazir chatas mesora, ultimately it will be kosher. Ubayu lahachi by Rava, and I will say Rava's kasha will be as follows: chatas chelav sheshachta amisha mechuyev chatas the tumas megdash vekadosh of mau. I'll say what happens if ultimately again I'm bringing a carbon chatas because I consumed chelav, but I shechted it with the intention for someone who ultimately again what entered into the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tuma. What's the halacha? Mi aminan kares kamosa? Do we say that since he's chayiv kares, just like the person who ate chelav, the carbon should be good? Oh, Dilma ain't kavua kamoso. Or do we say no? Since the individual who entered into the Beis Hamikdash in the state of Tumas has been carbon old levi yored, so therefore what? So therefore, halacha lemaisa again, it's not kavua like it. Oh, Dilma, I'm sorry. Kamosa, since he's chayv kares, I'm saying it differently. Since he's chayv kares, ultimately again the carbon should be good. It's the same punishment. Therefore, there's no shinui. Or do we say no? That since tumas mikdash vekadashav is chayv kares, maybe again. Since tumas mikdash vekadashav is a carbon ole viyoreid, therefore it's not similar enough to my own infraction of consumption of chaylev, to which the Gemara says tegu. We'll say to which the Gemara says we're not sure about that case. So therefore, again in this particular situation, Rabbi says halacha lemaisa. I have to bring a carbon chatos for the sake of the consumption, ultimately again, of chelev. But I had a shinui in that I had in mind for someone who was chayiv, ultimately again, for tumas mikdash vekadashav, is the carbon kasha or not? So two tzadim. On one hand, both share a punishment of kares. On the other hand, tumas mikdash vekadashav is carbon olevi orate versus chelev, which is a fixed carbon. So both say, is that considered to be a shinui or not? Ultimately, again, take it. Both say, bottom line, the way we pass in these cases, I will say, is that anytime you offer up a carbon chatos, and there is some type of shinui, there is some type of deviation from the necessary kavanas, the carbon chatos ultimately again will be pasul. Whether that's a shinui bailim, whether it's a shinui kodesh, any change in the necessary kavana in the carbon chatos ultimately again will invalidate the carbon. Shkach, let's stop off here for today.